Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad to have you guys on today. I don't know about you, but my day was absolutely fantastic. God is good, and he's great and greatly to be praised. Well, before we start the show, you know, as we always do, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. And we honor you for this day. We thank you for everything that our eyes have seen and our ears have heard. God, we pray right now a special prayer for those that are hurting right now, not only in Florida, Father God, but all over the world. God, we know that you are God that understands all, and we know that you will give comfort, and we know that you will give peace, God, in the midst of all this turmoil that's going on down there in that area. So, God, we just thank you and we honor you for what you're going to do in the lives of those that have been affected. Father God, we ask you to be in the midst of this interview. We thank you for our guests that's going to be coming on with us. We thank you for our Kingdom citizens that are listening in on today, God. We thank you that they've taken the time out of their busy schedule to come and to just for 30 minutes listen to the blessing and the mandate that has been put on our guest life. So, Lord, we just give you glory. We give you all the praise, for you are so worthy to be praised. For it is in your son's name that we pray, thank God, and amen. Amen. Well, guys, I am so excited about our guest. The beautiful Stephanie McDonald is going to be on with us shortly. And I got to read a little bit of her bio for you. She is a woman of God that is doing some great things in the kingdom of God. Stephanie is one of the hardest working people in the gospel music business. She is the CEO of two fantastic organizations, the RSM Christian Internet Radio and the SM Productions, and she heralds out of South Hill, Virginia. And that's just a few of the many, many hats that she wears. She is a promoter. And she has brought various gospel greats like Jay Caldwell and Gospel Ambassadors and Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs, just to name a few. She promotes a lot of artists, and just to name a few, Tanya Simmons, Anissa Small, the Daniel Sisters, S.W. Washington in Favor, and the list just goes on and on and on. And she also is the CEO of S&M Gospel Awards, which was formed in 2014, and she also does a Indie Artist Awards as well. I do believe that she has a heart for the indie artist because she has just really gone over and above to help indie artists in the indie movement. She helps to inspire and help those that are called to the music industry, and not only just with the knowledge that she has, but just with direction and just needing help in the area. Because I tell you, being an indie artist myself, it takes a lot of work. And so being associated with people that know the business and have a heart for the indie artist is a blessing. So without further ado, I would love to bring Stephanie on. Stephanie, are you on with us tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
So great to have you. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful. So glad you took the time out of your schedule because you just got through with the Power Pack weekend. You had your Indie Artist Awards in South Carolina, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I had a full last weekend. Delario Dunklin was with me that Friday night. We had service at church. We did it Saturday. We did the Indie Awards. And then Sunday, we did S.W. Washington and Favor Anniversary in Henderson. So we had a blast that whole weekend. I'm going to tell you, it was so nice.
Well, wow. You wear a lot of hats. I mean, seriously, you wear a lot of hats. What I know you started, you know, doing fundraisers in your church, but what kind of started you really into getting into the indie movement? I mean, are you a singer? Did you sing? I mean,
no.
What really made you start helping the indie artists?
Well, I guess, like you said, starting doing my little functions at church, and I know, and I've been just looking at different things going on in the industry and listening to the radio and listening, and I'm like, you hear all these big artists, but you don't hear nothing on these indie artists much. I mean, you know, you hear all these big quartet names such as Special Taylor, all, you know, big artists, but the indie artists need recognition too. And that put in my heart then, years ago, that I was like, I had to, you know, I got to get into this indie artist because they need help and they need exposure, and, you know, they're just my thing. I like to help any artist, anybody actually that needs help, you know, it just made my heart to do.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now you're out of South Hill, Virginia, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So do, and I want our listening audience to know that, you know, just in your area, you just don't promote your local artists. Tell us what artists around the country that you help.
Well, I don't, like I said, I'm associated with artists in New York. Let's see, Maryland. I associate some with some of South Carolina, North Carolina. I think I'm taking upon a group of Mississippi. I know Mississippi is coming up, in Alabama. It just varies. And a lot of artists that come to me and need help, and that's where the promotions start.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I think one of the things that as indie artists, and I know you probably will agree with this, and those that are, you know, under your tutelage, a lot of times with indie artists, they don't know how to get started. They don't, you know, because like you said, the bigger artists, they've got the package. They've got the people that do the promoting and the marketing and all of that good stuff. So when you take on these new indie artists, what do you instill in them? Where do you guide and lead them first? What resources and education do you give them in order for them to be successful in this business?
Well, I get them started mostly into going and making sure their music, like, you know, they got their music lined up. I associate with different people in the industry to make sure that they have their publishing thing. You know, they got their publishing done, that they got their music, that they got the copyrights, that they got all the certain things, you know, the major things they need done, you know, so they can get, you know, make it in the industry with that part. And then I will go from there, I'll try to get their music to different stations, different radio announcers. And that's my point in, you know, getting by my stations because of, you know, making sure the indie music is being played. You know, making sure that, you know, they got an ear, you know, their music is out there. So mostly I try to educate them into, that's mostly what I do with getting their stuff out there and then getting their music done and all the things that they need done. So that's mostly how I work with the indie artists. Most anybody that's with me. I have to check on things, make sure it's done. And like doing, getting them interviews on shows, getting them out there, getting them programs, different things, so much.
Now, do you do a lot of traveling with them, or a lot of times you
I think this year is going to be my traveling year. I think I'm going to I'm doing a lot of traveling this year. I think this weekend I'll be in Baltimore. I'll be in Baltimore the weekend, Saturday. And I think in August and September, they're going to be my main 2 months. I think I'll be traveling for, like, I think a couple war shows and everything. So I have a lot going on.
Wow. Do you see your time with your artists, or, you know, most of your promoting picks up during the summertime, or is your schedule like this all throughout the year?
Throughout the year. But I think the summer is a little bit more, I guess, because of the weather. Because I know if it's cold, it's very seldom, you know, you might have dates. I don't like to book much during January or February because of the weather. Because you don't know how you're going to run into, you know, the snow and different things. So, but I mean, I'm year-round regardless, so.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, I know that we're taping the show, so a lot of times we have artists or we have people that come back and listen to our show later on. But kind of talk about, let's say we've got a young artist that's listening tonight and they want to know, you know, how do I reach out to you? What do you require? And I know part about the music and that part and making sure, you know, that, you know, the music is up to date, but are there some other things that you require of them? Because we know that this is a business, of course, but it's also a ministry. So what do you talk to them about as part of the ministry part?
Being respectful in the industry and, you know, just make sure you out serving the Lord, make sure you have the respect, you know, for others and yourself. You know, I just, you know, I really don't like, you know, we don't like, you know, that's a lot of people don't like all this, you know, different things going on. And it's different things going on in the world, but I just like to be obedient. And, you know, if you represent, you're going to be with me and represent S&M Productions, just make sure, like I said, show respect to the promoter. If you're in the place, show respect to the MC. It's make sure everything, you're doing everything, being obedient and just respectful. That's the main thing I try to, you know, make sure that respectful and, you know, obedient. And that's one of the things that I would, you know, require. You know, they come in, I would talk to them, I would go over certain things with them, and, you know, I don't like to turn nobody away. You know, if anybody wants my services, I'm not going to turn them away. I will help them as much as I can. If they need help on anything, I would do my best to help them.
That's great. And I think that's what it is because, again, you know, because I'm going to go back. Now, how long have you been doing this? Because I know you just started with your awards show, but how long have you really been doing this and being a blessing to indie artists?
Well, actually, I started promotion 5 years ago, but I started working with indie. Well, I said it when I actually started because I started with independent artists. All the artists that I work with are independent artists. You know, they're not on label. You know, they're not on labels. They might have some that have their label, but they're, you know, about 5 years ago.
Okay, great. Now, I see that you just recently just plummeted into the Christian internet radio. Now, have you been doing that for a while, or did you just start?
No, this is my September, actually, 28th. I'll be doing this for a year.
Wow. Now, what motivated that? Was that also because indie artists weren't getting the really good airplay on other stations?
Yes, and I always wanted to be on the radio. Like, I grew up in the gospel with my mother, and my mother used to take me years ago to gospel singings. I had seen the Graces, Robert Blair, Supreme Angels. I mean, I've seen them all back in the days, angelic gospel singers. My mom used to take me all the time. And I used to, you know how you used to be a child, you'd be at home listening to the radio. And I used to be like, I was a radio announcer. So, and that got me right there. And I'm like, well, I'm going to, you know, my goal was one day to be on the radio. And I just made it my goal when I bought RSM. So, you know, it was a blessing right then. It just something that was in my genes. I don't know, I didn't hear it because nobody was in my family was on the radio. Just something that I grew up with, gospel and church, going to church. You know, my mama knew you can go to church every Sunday. So you was right there. I mean, it was right there. So it just came on to me like that. And I mean, I love it. I tell anybody I love what I do. I love being on the radio. I love being a radio announcer. I love being a gospel promoter. I love doing my award shows. I just love it all.
That's great. Now talk about this new Vision Internet TV that you also are launching. Has that launched already or is that in the planning
stage? Yes,
stages?
We got it. I have it going. Actually, I have a show. Actually, I have some shows coming up in July starting. I know the Rodney McDuffie show is starting in July. And my show, the RSM TV show, I am doing one too. And that's going to start in July. So that is starting. I think I have another show starting. Everything really mostly starting in July. I have like two more people coming on the TV show, on the TV station. So actually, I have four shows on there. And I think I have video. Actually, I have videos going on it now, and I have like a commercial spot running on the TV. So, if anybody want to go into New Vision TV, you can go to www.rsmbroadcasting.org. You scroll down and you hit New Vision Television, and you can go into New Vision Television. and you can see that. That's along with RSM Radio and Walking By. I think Walking By Faith is the other station I have.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Because
yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you to tell our listening audience, how they can connect with seeing your internet TV show. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, since you started doing your award show, will you be recording those and showing those on your show as well?
Yes, and I was a little upset at that one because I was trying to get it going to record, you know, last week, and we couldn't get it right to put it on the station. So I just went on and said maybe next year, but I do know I have some engagements coming up that I'm looking to record to be on the television. So I think the rest of my shows I'm edging on being on the television. Rest of any shows I got coming up, I think I got two more shows this year, but I do more than that. There's no telling anything will pop up on me, but they're mostly I think I'm gonna show them on the television. And in engagements I have, like, say, I think I'm going to get some stuff done with the show I'm going to the weekend, is get permission and, get my permission to see if I can show it on my television station, too. Because, I think I got some artists going up to the show in Baltimore to be on ABC, so I'm going to have to get some permission in order to do that. But I do want to add that on my television station also.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, you guys have you got a website as well, so tell our listening audience where we can find everything on your website, how we can connect with you as well.
Okay, well, to get on to the RSM broadcasting, which is in my network, which consists of three stations, RSM Christian Internet Radio, Walking By Faith, and New Vision Television, you go to www.rsmbroadcasting.org, and you click on to that website, and like I said, you'll see my picture pop up, and you scroll on down and you'll see the other two stations, and you can just go from there and you can click on. And I think I do want to acknowledge some shows I have on RSM. I know I have on Sundays, I have two. I think I'm starting one in July with Grace Rose, gonna be called RSM Show, and Sundays, it will be the Jamie Bowen Show. She's going to be coming on. And on Mondays, we have Another Level with Phoenix. And on Tuesdays, we have the Rodney McDuffie Show and At Home with Appointed. And Wednesdays, we have my show, the RSM Quartet Show, and A Message of Hope. And on Thursdays, we have Tony D on the Radio and the Gospel Express. And on Fridays, we have Angela Gospel Connection, that's Angela Breedlove. And Saturday, we have the James Patterson Morning Show and the Bobby Parker Show. So that's the shows I have so far, and more coming. And hopefully yours coming soon.
Yes. We're working on it. We are working on it. We're wanting to make sure we get you some good shows that your listening audience would definitely be able to connect and associate with. Yes, look, trust me, you got a lot on your plate, woman of God. I just have one show, and a little bit of other stuff going on, but where do you find the time? Because that's the thing, time management. Woo! Tell us how you find the time, woman of God.
I'm going to tell you the name of the Lord, because I work actually two jobs, and I do all this. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we definitely will be lifted, continuing to lift you up in prayer. Now, do you have any people that work with you to kind of help you navigate through some of this a little bit? Okay.
Yeah, I do have
some people. You gotta have a good team behind you.
Yes, I got, like I said, my artists that's with me. They help me on a lot of things, and I do have consults. I consult with certain people. Mary J helps me. Tanya Simmons helps me. Rhonda A. My artists, actually, the artists that I work with, they step in and they're on my team. That's who I consider on my team. And so if without them, a lot of things I would ask them. Like my awards came up, and I got give a shout out to Light of Day Productions, because if it weren't for them with my awards, and they came in and stepped in and helped me with my awards, I'm gonna tell you. So there's some people out, there's some good people out here in the industry that's, that's going to help you. And like I said, I do have to give a shout out to them, because they did step in and they made, my award show I mean, they did in order the way it should have been ran, because I know I've been walking around with my head cut off, so I know. I got to get popped. Then, you know, the people step in. So, 2017, I will be in New York doing the award show. I will be doing the 3rd Annual Indie Awards in New York. So,
that's
a heads up to everybody. They will be coming up in New York. And I'm looking for a very different whole program, a very different whole setup. And so, I'm praying on everything will be just fine. And I do have help. So, that's where I got a staff that's in there this time that's going to do things. So I feel a whole lot better in relief.
Amen. Amen. And that's what I was going to ask you, because I do remember when I started following you on Facebook in 2014, you had your show in a different city. So is that your goal? Do you promote your award show in different cities?
Yeah, I'm planning on to keep going to different cities to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I already had somebody in Tennessee already called and said they wanted it down there. So I said, maybe after New York, I'll go down there. We'll see.
Wow, that's great. Now, when you're not working and when you're not promoting artists, when do you have time, or what do you do as your release and your time to just kind of unwind?
Well, I'm gonna tell you something now, the way it's going, I have time. Sometimes I don't. I will try to be with my children, you know, my kids. So that's I have my time. I'll be with them mostly, you know, because like I said, I'm a busy woman, and you know, working like that, and then doing all this, and so my time to unwind is either it's gonna be with my family.
That's great. That's great. Now, do we see any? Because I know a lot of times with award shows, do you see any conferences coming up where you want to do some education pieces with some of your artists, or new and up and coming artists? Are you looking at doing that in the near future?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to do a class.
And,
yes, I do. I wanted to do a workshop. Working on that for next year, 2017, I'm going to do a workshop, and I know my goal, and I had already mentioned it to Daryl Jones. I really wanted Daryl J. Jones to come in on it to do a workshop, and some more people in the industry that can teach. They can teach the inner artists and tell them things that we need to know.
That's fantastic. Now, let me ask you a question, because I've had you know, there are a lot, and I know you know, there are a lot of different organizations and groups out there that are promoting, you know, indie artists and working with them. What do you think for yourself is different about S&M Productions more so than any other production group out there? What do you think sets you different or above some of the other groups? Because, again, you know, we've got so much to choose from, and everybody can say they can do this for you and do that for you. And I know you've heard that from various artists.
Yeah.
But what do you see S&M Productions doing different that makes you successful?
That's why I don't try to consider myself, you know, I consider, you know, myself above no other promoter, and I try not to go against or, you know, I try not to do, I don't, you know, do that. But my thing, what I've been doing the last 5 years, like I said, is I stay close to my artists. I watch them real good, and I be friends with you, but when I'm business, I'm business. If I got business going on, anybody know me, if I say I'm going to do something, most of the time I'm going to do it. So I'm about business. So I'm not I try not to, like another promoter, well, I'm not no better than this promoter. I try to support everybody. Like I said, I'm on social media. I post and I share. I do it with anybody. Any other shows, any other promoter in the world, I reach out to. You know, I reach out, I have a conversation, I talk to them, and I try not to be no better. And I'm not no better. I just that my motto is I'm about business. And that's it. If you come to me, and you want work done, you will get it done. But if anything else, I'm not for all the other stuff, but I'm just business.
That's great. That's great. And the other thing is, too, the artists have to do their part, because, they just can't rely on just, you as, their management or promoter or whoever to do the work. They've got to do their portion as well. And I'm pretty sure you definitely make sure that they do their part.
Oh, yes. When, if I know they're going for it, if I'm going to, put you in for awards, I expect, I let them know what this got to be done. This has to be done. You got to push yourself. You got to do this. You got to do that. I have I got these artists up for these awards. I'm looking at. I'm sitting back. They're pushing themselves. So I'm like, well, I do it too. But Lord, they just pushing it. So they know what to do. And that's why I try to. The people, they're go getters. I can say all the artists most that I work with, they're gonna go and do what they got to do. So that's one thing I love about that. The artists, I don't have to keep saying this to them and keep saying that to them. They just know, they know what they got to do. They come to me, they need me, and they look out for me too, So, I got to say that if I'm going for some awards, they're going to look out for me. They're going to help push them and, help support me. So, I love the artists that I'm working with because they're not about themselves. They're with me and, we like a family. And, it is a family. I consider us a family, so.
Amen, amen. And I was going to say congratulations because I do know that you're up for several awards in several award areas, aren't you? Because I know I saw you with Praise Factor. And tell us about the nominations in the various areas that you've gotten. I think Newsom Awards. So tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I'm nominated for the Newsom Awards for 3, for Producer of the Year, Business of the Year, and Internet Station of the Year. And that's on August 6th. And I'll be a presenter. So I will be in Baltimore at the Newsom Awards for Fred Newsom. Thank God for that. And I'm nominated, I think, Angelica Gospel Music Awards for Promoter of the Year. This is my second one. I was nominated last year. I didn't win. So I was in Charlotte, North Carolina with them. So I'll be in Arkansas with them this year. So for my nomination, and one of my artists is nominated, Tanya Simmons, nominated too for Traditional Artist of the Year at the Angelica Awards. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I got to point out the Newsom Awards. I do have some artists nominated too. Nicole Reed, she's a praise dancer. She's an artist I promote. She's nominated for Praise Dancer of the Year. S.W. Washington Faye was nominated for Group Duo of the Year at the Newsom Awards. So, and Ms. Rhonda Aiden, she's one of my artists. She will be performing there. And Divine of Annapolis, they will be performing. So, I just want to load that out for the Newsom Awards. And I think the Voices of Gospel Awards in Alabama, I'm nominated for Radio Programmer, Radio Announcer of the Year. And I'm nominated for Best Internet Station for RSM.
That is fantastic.
Praise Factor. Now, this is Praise Factor. This is my first time going to the Praise Factor. I know you're familiar with it, but this is my first time a radio program of the year. Actually, man, you're in the same category, I know.
I said that, man.
Yes, me and you in the same category, radio announcer of the year, and producer of the year. So this is my first time into the Praise Factor, so it's an honor to be nominated. Like I said, I'm not even going to cry if I don't, go back to the second round. It's just the nominations. It's fine. And I think I have one more. Now, I think I'm being honored at the Extraordinary People's Award in Florida. Dwayne Coley, I think they are doing that one. Well, I'm supposed to be honored as Promoter of the Year.
Well, then that means I'll see you there then because I'm up for Jazz Artist of the Year.
You talking about the Extraordinary People's Award?
Uh-huh, I sure am, yes, ma'am. And so we'll get to see each other.
Yes, ma'am.
So excited. Well, we are coming up on the almost to the end of the show, and one of the things that I always ask my guests to do is close us out with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you do that for us tonight, Stephanie.
Okay. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, thank you for having me on the station, and I thank Ms. Reese for having me on. And, Lord, thank you for all the work that you have done in my life and all the work you have done in everybody else. And, Lord, please just continue to bless me, and please bless your victims of Orlando, and bless the family of the two-year-old child. Lord, just please bless all the three families everywhere, my family, my children, and Lord, please just continue to watch over us. In Jesus' name, I ask you for all these other blessings. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, it is again the close of the show. We thank you for listening in. Stephanie, we thank you. We love you. We'll be praying for you. And as we always close out the show, everybody, let's talk. Good night, everybody.